This is called Uddhava meets the Gopis. Nanda and Uddhava passed the whole night discussing Krishna. In the morning, the gopis prepared for morning arati by lighting their lamps and sprinkling butter mixed with yogurt. After finishing their mangal arati, they engaged themselves in churning butter from yogurt. While the gopis were thus engaged, the lamps reflected on their ornaments, made their ornaments still more bright. Their churning rods, their arms, their earrings, their bangles, their breasts, everything moved. And kumkum powder gave their faces a saffron luster comparable to the rising sun. While making sounds by churning, they also sang the glories of Krishna. The two sound vibrations mixed together ascended to the sky and sanctified the whole atmosphere. After sunrise, the gopis came as usual to offer their respects to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. But when they saw the golden chariot of Uddhava at the door, they began to inquire amongst themselves, "What was that chariot, and to whom did it belong?" Some of them inquired whether Akrura, who had taken away Krishna, had returned. They were not very pleased with Akrura, because being engaged in the service of Kamsa, he had taken lotus-eyed Krishna away to the city of Mathura. All the gopis conjectured that Akrura might have come again to fulfill another cruel plan. But they thought, "We are now dead bodies without our Supreme Master, Krishna. What further act can he perpetrate against these dead bodies?" And while they were talking in this way, Uddhava finished his morning ablutions, prayers, and chanting, and came before them. So that's part one. So Uddhava has been sent by Krishna to deliver a message to the gopis. To be continued. When the gopis saw Uddhava, they observed that his features almost exactly resembled those of Krishna, and they could understand that he was a great devotee of Krishna. His arms were very long, and his eyes were just like the petals of a lotus flower. He was dressed in yellow garments and wore a garland of lotus flowers. His face was very beautiful. Having achieved the liberation of Sarupya, and thus having the same bodily features as the Lord, Uddhava looked almost like Krishna. In Krishna's absence, the gopis had been coming dutifully to visit Mother Yashoda's house early in the morning. They knew that Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda were always grief-stricken, and they had made it their first duty to come and pay their respects to the most exalted elder personalities of Vrindavan. Seeing the friends of Krishna, Nanda and Yashoda would remember Krishna himself and be satisfied. And the gopis also would be pleased by seeing Nanda and Yashoda. When the gopis saw that Uddhava was representing Krishna even in his bodily features, they thought he must be a soul completely surrendered unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They then began to contemplate, Who is this boy who looks just like Krishna? He has the same eyes like lotus petals, the same raised nose and beautiful face, and he is smiling in the same way. In all respects, he resembles Krishna. Shyama Sundara. Everybody say that name? Shyama Sundara. The beautiful blackish boy. He is even dressed exactly like Krishna. Where has this boy come from? Who is the fortunate girl who has him for her husband? Thus they talked among themselves. They were very anxious to know about him. And because they were simple, unsophisticated village girls, they surrounded Uddhava. When the gopis understood that Uddhava had a message from Krishna, they became very happy and called him to a secluded place and offered him a nice sitting place. They wanted to talk with him very freely and did not want to be embarrassed before unknown persons. Thus they welcomed him with polite words. In great submissiveness they said, "We know that you are a most confidential associate of Krishna, and that he has therefore sent you to Vrindavan to give solace to his father and mother. We can understand that family affection is very strong. Even great sages who have taken to the renounced order of life cannot give up family affection 100%. Sometimes they think of their family members. Krishna has therefore sent you to his father and mother. Otherwise, he has no further business in Vrindavan. He is now in town. What does he have to know about Vrindavan village or the cow's pasturing grounds? These are not at all useful for Krishna because he is now a man of the city. Surely he has nothing to do with persons who do not happen to be his family members. Friendships with those outside the family continue as long as there is some selfish interest in them. Otherwise, why should one bother about those outside the family? Specifically, a person attached to the wives of others is interested in them as long as there is need of sense gratification. Like the bumblebees who have interest in the flowers as long as they want to take honey out of them. It is psychologically very natural that a prostitute does not care for her paramour as soon as he loses money. Similarly, when the citizens find that a government is incapable of giving them full protection, they leave the country. A student, after finishing education, gives up his relationship with the teacher and the school. A priest, after taking his reward from the worshiper, gives him up. When the fruit season is over, birds are no longer interested in the tree. Just after eating in the home of a host, the guest gives up his relationship with him. After a forest fire, when there is scarcity of green grass, deer and other animals give up the forest. And so a man, after enjoying his girlfriend, gives up his connection with her. In this way, all the gopis indirectly accuse Krishna by citing many analogies. Uddhava understood that the gopis of Vrindavan were all simply absorbed in thought of Krishna and his childhood activities. And while talking about Krishna with Uddhava, they forgot all about their household business. They even forgot about themselves, as their interest in Krishna increased more and more. Uddhava reads Krishna's message to the gopis. Uddhava was standing near, and he heard Radharani talking in a very ecstatic, mad way, as if she had become almost mad for Krishna. He was exceedingly surprised at how the gopis were accustomed to think of Krishna constantly in the topmost ecstasy of Mahabhava love. He had brought a message in writing from Krishna, and now he wanted to present it before the gopis just to pacify them. He said, "My dear gopis, your mission of human life is now successful. You are all wonderful devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, you are eligible to be worshipped by all kinds of people. You are worshipable throughout the three worlds because your minds are wonderfully absorbed in the thought of Vasudev." Can everyone say? Or Krishna. "He is the goal of all pious activities and ritualistic performances, such as giving charity, rigidly following austerities, vows, undergoing severe penances, and igniting the fire of sacrifice. He is the purpose behind the chanting of different mantras, the reading of the Vedas, controlling the senses, and concentrating the mind in meditation. These are some of the many different processes of self-realization and attainment of perfection of life. But actually, they are meant only for realizing Krishna and dovetailing oneself in the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead." This is the last instruction of the Bhagavad Gita. "Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja ang tvang sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shucha." Although there are descriptions of different processes of self-realization, at the end Krishna recommended one give up everything and simply surrender unto him. All other processes are meant for teaching one how to surrender ultimately unto the lotus feet of Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita also says, "Bahunang janmanam ante gyanavan mang prapadyate vasudeva sarvam iti samahatma sudurlabha." This is the surrendering process and is completed by a sincere person after executing the processes of self-realization in wisdom and austerity for many births. Since the perfection of such austerity was completely manifested in the lives of the gopis, Uddhava was fully satisfied upon seeing their transcendental position. He continued to speak, "My dear gopis, the mentality you have developed in relationship with Krishna is very, very difficult to attain, even for great sages and saintly persons. You have attained the highest perfectional stage of life. It is a great boon for you that you have fixed your minds upon Krishna and have decided to have Krishna only, giving up your families, houses, relatives, husbands, and children for the sake of the Supreme Personality. Because your minds are now fully absorbed in Krishna, the Supreme Soul, universal love has automatically developed in you I think myself very fortunate that I have been favored by your grace to see you in this situation. When Uddhava said that he had a message from Krishna, the gopis were more interested in hearing the message than in hearing about their exalted position. They did not very much like being praised for their high position. They showed their anxiety to hear the message Uddhava had brought from Krishna. Uddhava said, "My dear gopis, I am especially deputed to carry this message to you, who are such great and gentle devotees. Krishna has specifically sent me to you because I am his most confidential servitor." Uddhava did not deliver to the gopis the written message brought from Krishna. Rather, he personally read it to them. The message was very gravely written, so that not only the gopis, but all empiric philosophers might understand ultimately how pure love of God is intrinsically integrated with all the different energies of the Supreme Lord. From Vedic information, it is understood that the Supreme Lord has multi-energies. Parasya Shaktir Vividhaiva Shruyate. The gopis were such intimate personal friends of Krishna that while he was writing the message for them, he was so moved that he could not write distinctly. Uddhava, as a student of Brihaspati, had very sharp intelligence. So instead of handing over the written message, he thought it wise to read it personally and explain it to them. Uddhava continued, "These are the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My dear gopis, my dear friends, please know that separation between ourselves is impossible at any time, at any place, or under any circumstances, because I am all-pervading." This all-pervasiveness of Lord Krishna is explained in the Bhagavad Gita in both the 9th and 7th chapters. In the 9th chapter, it is described, "Mayatatam idang sarvam jagat avyakta murtina matstani sarvabhutani nachahang teshvavastita." Krishna is all-pervasive in his impersonal feature. Everything rests in him, but he is not personally present everywhere. And in the 7th chapter it is said, "Bhumir apanalo vayu kang mano buddhir evacha ahankar etiyang me binna prakritir ashtadha aparayam itastvanyang prakritin vidime param jiva bhutang mahabaho yayedang daryate jagat." The 5 gross elements, earth, water, fire, air, and sky, and the 3 subtle elements, mind, intelligence, and ego, are all his inferior energies. But there is another, superior energy, which is called the living entity. The living entities are also directly part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is both the material and the efficient cause of everything. He is always intermingled with everything as cause and effect. Not only the gopis, but all living entities are always inseparably connected with Krishna in all circumstances. The gopis, however, are perfectly and thoroughly in cognition of this relationship with Krishna, whereas the living entities, under the spell of Maya, the illusory energy, are forgetful of Krishna and think themselves separate identities having no connection with Him. Love of Krishna or Krishna consciousness is therefore the perfection of real knowledge in understanding things as they are. Our minds can never be vacant. The mind is constantly occupied with some kind of thought, and the subject matter of such thought cannot be outside the eight elements of Krishna's energy. One who knows this philosophical aspect of all thoughts is actually a wise man and surrenders unto Krishna. The gopis are the epitome, the quintessence of this perfectional stage of knowledge. They are not simple mental speculators. Their minds are always in Krishna. The mind is nothing but the energy of Krishna. Actually, any person who can think, feel, and will cannot be separated from Krishna. But the state in which one can understand one's eternal relationship with Krishna is called Krishna consciousness. The disease condition in which one cannot understand his or her eternal relationship with Krishna is the contaminated stage, or Maya. Since the gopis are on the platform of pure transcendental knowledge, their minds are always filled with Krishna consciousness. For example, as there is no separation between fire and air, there is no separation between Krishna and the living entities. When the living entities forget Krishna, they are not in their normal condition. As for the gopis, because they are always thinking of Krishna, they are on the absolute stage of perfection in knowledge. The so-called empiric philosophers sometimes think that the path of bhakti is meant for the less intelligent. But unless the so-called man of knowledge comes to the platform of bhakti, his knowledge is certainly impure and always imperfect. Actually, the stage of forgetfulness of our eternal relationship with Krishna is separation. But that is also illusory, because there is no such separation. The gopis were not situated in that illusory condition of life. So even from the philosophical point of view, for them there was no separation. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Lakshama. Krishna, 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 Ahima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Lakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Ahima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Ahima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Ahima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Ahima. Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare. He Nata Narayana Vasudeva. Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare. He Nata Narayana Vasudeva. Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare.
Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare.
He Nata Narayana Vasudeva. Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare.
Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare.
He Nata Narayana Vasudeva.
He Nata Narayana Vasudeva.
He Nata Narayana Vasudeva. Nata Narayana Vasudeva.
Nata Narayana Vasudeva.
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya.
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya.
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya.
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya.
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya.
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya.
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya.
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya.
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya.
Govinda Jaya Jaya.
Govinda Jaya Jaya.
Govinda Jaya Jaya. Govinda Jaya Jaya.
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya.
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya.
Govinda Jaya Jaya. Govinda Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya.
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya.
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya.
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya.
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya.
गोविंद हरि गोपाल हरि
गोपाल हरि गोविंद हरि
गोपाल हरि गोविंद हरि
गोविंद गोपाल
गोविंद गोपाल
गोपाल गोविंद
गोपाल गोविंद
गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय
गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय
राधा रमन हरि गोविंद जय जय गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय रमन हरि गोविंद जय जय राधा रमन हरि गोविंद जय जय गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya
Govinda Gopal
Govinda Gopal
Gopal Govinda
Gopal Govinda
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Very good. So you're going to start? Raja Devi, you're ready to start?